Salwete, discipuli.
Salve, magister.
Micah Everson says, hello, students. The class responds, hello, teacher. It's such a quick and routine exchange, it's hardly recognizable as Latin. Everson and his students are soon sailing into the Mediterranean.
We're going to look at the lyrics from this, and we're going to parse each one of these in English first, and then we're going to look at the principal parts and figure out how to translate it into Latin.
Okay, maybe the class isn't quite immersed in ancient Rome. Students are translating the hip-hop song Coming Home by Diddy and Dirty Money. They take a phrase from the song and analyze what's going on grammatically so they can translate it into the correct Latin form.
So, why ain't marry their mom? Cure in matrimonium non duxit. Oh, I left out the mom. Why ain't marry their mom? Cure matrim aorum in matrimonium non duxit.
It's kind of difficult for us now, but once you learn it and you get down the concept, it's pretty easy and it's kind of fun.
This is Marcandis Gant's second year taking Latin with Everson. And she says his nerdiness is rubbing off on her.
You're in the car ride and you're going to think about a Latin word and you're going to say, is that the word in this song? Well, let me listen and see. And you find the word in the song and you're like, man, I'm really a nerd in Latin. It's not good. Well, it is good, but it's kind of weird.
Exactly how Everson makes Latin seem cool is hard to pinpoint. On the surface, it seems his students would have a tough time relating to him, much less joining in his quest to keep a dead language alive simply for intellectual pleasure. Everson says that's the paramount reason to pursue Latin. The contrast is apparent immediately. These are inner-city Black kids, the majority of whom come from low-income homes. And as student Quentin Williams explains, Everson is a white guy from Montana who geeks out over Latin grammar.
For instance, on his computer, he has a picture of Darth Vader, and it's only Mr. E. That's how you describe him. Like, it's normal. It's all right.
And Williams adds, Everson is confident in his nerdiness. He owns it. And to high school kids struggling towards self-actualization, Everson's strong posture gets their utmost respect, even if his pants may be a little too short. In education speak, Everson's nerdiness as an asset would span the categories of teacher temperament and content knowledge. But Everson avoids jargon. In fact, he says his teaching style flies in the face of most prescriptions of good teaching. When asked to describe what motivates the unmotivated to learn, Everson pushes against cliches.
It's a million-dollar question, right? Like, you do everything that everybody's been trying to do for the past 10 or 20 years, and you change schedules, and you have state tests, and you give them ridiculous rewards, and you raise standards, and you change standards, and you dance around and around and around until you start to think that maybe something's working.
Everson's secret to success is older than, well, ancient Rome. And it is said to give Jedi an edge in the imagined futuristic world of Star Wars. It's simple, though. Model a love for learning for learning's sake. Pursue knowledge for the sheer satisfaction of finding it. And let pragmatism fall by the wayside. After all, Everson says, a practical approach to Latin would be to forget the dead language altogether. From the Southern Education Desk, I'm Annie Gilbertson.
I hear the tears of a clown. I hate that song. I always feel like they're talking to me when it comes on.